USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence said on Tuesday that the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi will not go without an American response. Pence was speaking at a Washington Post live event.
President Trump has made it very clear that the full resources of our intelligence community, working with intelligence officials in Turkey, in our interactions with Saudi Arabia, and also with other countries around the world, is going to follow the facts, and then decisions will be made.
President Trump has been talking about a phase two of the tax cut plan that would benefit the middle class. Larry Kudlow, the president's top economic advisor, joined Fox News with a few more details.
Well, it's in the planning stage. You know, we've had tax cuts, very effective help for the middle class. Their tax liability is down about $2,000 for a family of four.
For more news, check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Gallup reports a job approval rating for President Trump has increased to 44% in mid-September. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The latest results of Mr. Trump's job approval of over 1,500 adults may be benefiting from the strong employment numbers. And despite the intense political environment in recent weeks, with the national media concentrating on negative news from the administration, Mr. Trump's numbers continue to improve. Members of the GOP indicated 90% job approval rating, while those identified as Democrats or leaning that way gave Mr. Trump a 40% job approval rating. I'm John Clemens.
Former Supreme Court Justice and first woman appointed to the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor, announced today that she was diagnosed with dementia and is withdrawing from a post-retirement career that included speaking engagements. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is down over 300 points on this Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Capitalism can receive a bad rap sometimes, and sometimes it's because people feel that capitalism equals greed. Economist, journalist, and historian Adrian Wooldridge joined up with Alan Greenspan, and they wrote a new book titled Capitalism in America, A History. I had a chance to chat with Wooldridge, and one of the things we discussed was capitalism and greed.
Everybody's greedy. You know, rich people are greedy, poor people are greedy. You know, the people have been greedy throughout human history. You know, capitalism is something that developed really from the mid-17th, mid-18th century onwards, and is based upon, you know, business, entrepreneurialism, corporations existing. Capitalism is not synonymous with greed. It's not just synonymous with everybody doing their own things. In order to have capitalism, you need to have a complicated set of institutions that work, many of which are underwritten by the government. You need stock markets, you need corporations, you need freedom of exchange, and you need a legal system which enforces contracts. So capitalism is not anarchy. Capitalism is not greed. Capitalism is a highly organized, sophisticated mode of exchange. And one of the things that happens with capitalism is that you get growth becoming endemic in a society. We tend to imagine that getting richer is a natural thing in human existence. It's not.
Wooldridge also told me that he believes once we can get our costs of health care under control, you'll be able to keep more of your own money. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.